Therefore, we won't go back down to where we used to be.
Usually, it seems like the smaller guys are breaking the rock or coaches. How did Dylan do? Did he represent you guys pretty well?
Oh, yeah, he did good. He had a hat on, got the glasses on. I was finna get my goggles, but he did good. I'm happy for him. He, old man, I'm glad he did it. Plus, he already looked like a caveman. He got the beard, and it worked out real good for him. So, you know, he's going to look good on IG.
Looking like a caveman aside, what has Dylan done for the offensive line room in terms of maturity, experience? With him only having a couple games left, what kind of impact has he made at the position?
Man, DG, Dylan Givens, man, he mean a lot to me. You know, he came here, and he could have been selfish and just worried about himself, but he was trying to grow the unit. And, like, the fist bump that we do out the area play, that came from him. You know, him choosing what time we need to meet together, him telling us what time we need to be in the building. Man, I appreciate him because a lot of people shouldn't have done that stuff sometimes, but it's like the way he do it and the way he move out here, it's just nothing but respect to him.
Hey, Robert, I heard what you were saying about just focusing on your job and everything, but shoot me straight. How much did you guys think about the Gators and beating them during the offseason?
Man, you know, Coach always say it's two teams. He'll never say their names, so because you already know who they are. And basically, to me, especially like after last year, that was my first time playing against an ACC team. And you know, earlier this season, I have a lot of confidence. You know, and at the end of the day, I'm gonna make sure I don't play sorry. Cause my mom, she gonna call me and make sure you did a good job. So I'm gonna do the best I can. You know.
Robert, you mentioned Coach Norvell not mentioning Florida by name. Is that something the whole team has been doing this whole offseason and this season? And just that game from last year, what do you kind of remember from it?
Well, one, yeah, nobody say the name. Like, I ain't heard it yet. But, you know, I'm not planning on hearing it. And after last season, they do leave, like, a little taste in your mouth. Like, you just like, man, come on, you know, so – we really excited about the game, you know. I think it's more excitement and just ready to get it done, you know, based off of what happened last year.
Coach was talking about how at the end of the year you want to be playing your best. It seems like you guys are in good shape physically. I mean, I'm sure you're sore, but you got Trayshawn back now, and, you know, it seems like more guys are healthy. Like, how good do you feel about this team late in the season?
I feel good because – every day I'll be seeing other people in the training room because I'll be in the training room. So that's a good sign, everybody. Even if you're not hurt, you're in the training room. So, well, I think we're in a good spot where we're at right now.
Robert, what you guys are doing right now, these last four games that you've won, what you guys are doing to teams, not a lot of other teams in the country are dominating their opponent the way you guys are. I know you talked about making your mom proud, but, like, I'm sure you hoped for this sort of success 2 years ago. Now that it's kind of real, I mean, can you talk about how it feels and what you kind of attribute all the success to?
Yes, sir. It didn't hit me really until today because it was I had one more drive at the halftime. I was like, and I was talking to Fabo, and I was talking to a couple other guys, and I was like, bro, we really just chilling right now. I ain't did this since I've been here. I ain't know we could do this, you know. I was like, right now we be trying to win the game. And so that's when it really hit me, like, and I'm seeing the success, and then even the people that's behind us, like the twos, the threes, they getting in. My boy Markeeson caught the touchdown one hand. It was kind of crazy, though, because, you know, at practice, he don't be doing that, so then we see it in the game. It's like, okay, you might got some other skills behind you. You know, you ain't just blocking. You can catch, too. But beside that, though, I just see the success, and we all working together. And I think it's just because we always hang out with each other. I think that's why a lot was going on off the field is on the field, so.
You mentioned you're just chilling, you know, but how much coaching are you doing for them, the second and third team players get in there to, you know, make sure they get better? Because you obviously want to leave Florida State a better spot than you got here.
Oh, for sure. You know, I don't want my young bulls in there looking sorry. I'm telling them what's going on. They ask me what kind of pass rush they getting, what are they twisting. And I like those questions because if they're young, asking them questions, imagine what they're going to be when they get older. Appreciate y'all.
Fabian, just the mindset you guys have defensively, this is like the third or fourth game where the defense, the starting defense, hasn't really given up a touchdown. Kind of where are you guys at right now, the way you're playing? Is it about as well as you could play?
Honestly, just focusing on doing our job and being dominant in everything we do, from taking steps to running to the ball to doing everything. Like y'all saw today, Coop ran to the ball and made the tackle. That's just how we practice. That's the standard.
Both of you guys can answer this if you want to. The fact that you guys have only had to play on defense about 20 to 30 reps a game right now here in this stretch, how much does that allow you to play to your maximum ability instead of trying to keep something in the tank in case you have to play, you know, 50, 60 reps in a game?
Honestly, it gives us a break so we ain't got to keep going out and going and going and going like last year. Like last year we played probably 50, 60 snaps a game, but this year it's a big difference. It gives us the ability to use our full energy to know that we're going to go out here and get a three and out every time. We'll go out and make a play every time.
Do you want to answer? Go ahead.
I'd say just like he said, just knowing that we got people behind us that come in and keep up the same standard. Like when you out, anytime you go out there on the defense, you're a starter like in our program. So everybody's got to keep the same energy, and that's the standard.
This is for both you guys. Can you go back to last year's Florida game and think about how far you've come as a program, as a team, as individual players since that moment?
Go for
it. I could probably say we've gotten closer, a lot closer, because we know what we want. Everybody has a purpose. We're not out here just playing just because. Everybody has their own reason, has their own purpose, and their own goals on striving on what we need to do. Because at the end of the day, everybody want to perfect their job and do what they need to do to help the team and overall total. Because if we all do good, we all get good grades and have a chance on doing our dreams.
To reiterate what he said, just like this year, the brotherhood is just is so much better. Like everybody out there, our brother. We feed off the offense, and the offense feed off of us. We just keep each other going, and just this year, we done came a long way, and we still going. But we done reestablished the standard, and that's what we're just trying to uphold.
I know Coach Norvell talks about the next game, the Florida game, kind of being one of two that's always circled on the calendar. Is it how I imagine it's tough not to look forward to this one, to kind of wait until this week too. I guess what's the approach now coming into the week, finally getting to focus on Florida?
Honestly, the same approach we take every week. Dominate, do our job, and do what we need to do to help ourselves. It's never about the other team. It's always about us no matter what. As long as we do what we need to do, we'll come out successful.
Yeah, on that same note, Fabian, when do you flush this game and move on to the next one? Is it
now?
Was it walking off the field? Was it the third quarter? When do you guys start focusing on this game coming up?
We flush this game out right after. It's next game mentality. We're going to go do walkthrough and fix the mistakes we had from the game tomorrow. But after that, we're on to the next game, next goal, next win.
DJ first and then Fabian. I know they asked you to look back at the Florida game last year, but can we go 2 years ago when, you know, defensively you guys just couldn't get off the field against anybody, seems like. Backup quarterbacks were having success on you. I don't know if that felt like a nightmare, but with the way you guys are playing now, this entire football team, I don't know if it feels like a dream, but what feels more real? Can you process the success you guys are having right now and just how dominating it looks? Because not a lot of teams around the country are doing what you guys are doing.
I mean, yeah, before we go out there, every week we say we got to dominate our opponent. Like, that's just the mindset we got now. And compared to then, like, everybody more we got way more confidence now. Everybody playing with swagger. That's just how Florida State is supposed to be.
Yeah, both of you guys can answer this question. But on that first drive, you know, your offense goes and scores. Then you guys get the stop right away. Three and out. Like, how big is it to get, especially the three and out, the first drive after offense scores for momentum and just, you know, getting you guys rolling?
Honestly, that's our goal every week. That's what we practice, to get a three and out no matter what. Anytime we're on the field, we ain't trying to be on the field alone. And like he said, it was a big difference from last year's time plays on the field to this year's. We're trying to get them three and outs, them takeaways. We need them.
Yeah, we just try to get the offense back the ball closer to our end zone as we get them the best opportunity to get in the end zone. Like I said, they play off us and we play off them. So long as we both do our part, we'll be good.
DJ, I know you didn't get another touchdown today, but you got in some on the goal line again on as fullback. How do you balance those two roles? And I guess how excited are you that, I mean, even though you're playing, I know, at a lower weight this year, you still get to be that fullback and kind of get utilized so many different ways there?
I mean, man, I love that position. I love being able to block for my teammates. And I just tell them when I'm in there, I'm going to get them in the end zone regardless of what happened. So I take big ownership in that, and I appreciate Coach Norvell for giving me the opportunity.
Fabian, I know you accepted an invite to the Senior Bowl. Does that kind of give you a finish line to look at and creating a kind of different urgency maybe for you here in the next two games that you guys have left?
Honestly, no. I'm focused on right here and right now and what I need to do to help and benefit my team. That when that time comes, that's when I'll focus on that. But I got to finish out this season strong. I want to finish my senior out with a bang. Thank you.
Hey, Trayshawn, congratulations. I know you got back in the swing of it last week, but what was it like to get back in the end zone and start breaking off some big runs again?
It was definitely a good feeling. You know, these past, 4 weeks or whatever it's been, it's been hard, mentally and, just wanting to be out there and see my teammates doing good. But it was definitely a good feeling getting back to the end zone, teammates celebrating with me and my teammates, coaches and whatnot. So it was definitely a great feeling getting back in the end zone.
As a ball carrier, what's the difference to you whether you're taking the handoff or it's a direct snap out of the Wildcat and how you go about the play?
As far as that, I actually feel like a quarterback when I, get a direct snap in a way, even though, I'm still running the ball or whatnot. But it's definitely a different feeling getting a handoff and then, getting a direct snap.
Is the Wildcat, is that Wild Ward? What's the name for that when you're in there?
It's a personnel. They didn't give, a nickname for the personnel or whatnot as far as, Wild Ward or whatnot. But, it's kind of my thing, since last year, Notre Dame game, did the same thing as what. So, kind of comfortable with it.
I think you had two rushing touchdowns and Jordan had two today. I think now y'all have four guys who have five rushing touchdowns this season. I guess y'all knew how dangerous the group could be coming into the season. What's it like to see that in action? There's so many guys who are capable of doing that.
We've been seeing this all spring, whatnot, and just pushing each other to be the best. O-line did a great job finding holes for us to run behind, and game planning this week was really good as far as the scheming. So, we just executed and got the success.
Trayshawn, you've seen a lot here. The way you guys are performing right now in all facets of this, whether it's the offense, defense, special teams, I don't want to use the word surprise, but just can you just describe and process the success you guys are having, what it's coming from, and just how excited you guys are to continue to build on it week in and week out?
We can really go back to what Bobby Bowden said, win big, win losing, we can take that for example. And throughout the years with Coach Norvell, we've been just keep building up the chips. So this year, and as far as the spring goes, I knew we was going to be good as far as special teams, defense, and offense. It was really competitive practices, and we was going back and forth. And the chemistry with this team gotten so much better. So it wouldn't have been a surprise of stuff like this year that's been happening. I knew it. I knew we was going to be a good team.
Yeah, I know it's been one game at a time for you guys, and but now that one game is Florida. How big would that be, win that game and then to win, the state, good 2-0 against Miami and Florida?
It'll definitely be a statement. We haven't did that in a little – well, we haven't did that since I've been here. It'd have been a good thing to do. As far as Florida, that's a big rivalry for us. And, we're going to take it like just another game and, go through the game plan and whatnot. But, we got to prepare like as any other game.
Dylan Gibbons was – able to break the rock on behalf of the offensive line. What has he done for the culture of this program and maybe more specifically the offensive line that opens up room for you guys?
I could definitely, when he definitely came in for the first time, he introduced some new things for the O-line. As far as when they get up to the line, they fist bump. They never did that, and it shows another chemistry. And with his knowledge, he spread it out with the offensive line. So with him being there, OG, basically, he gave them boys a path to look after.
Trayshawn, what do you remember about the Florida game last year, and how much has that kind of fueled you guys since the offseason thinking about this game?
I can remember the last play, well, the last kickoff, you know, when he whiffed it. And, you know, I was right there because, you know, it was being kicked over my side. And if we would have got it off, it would have been a, you know, different ball game. But we definitely coming up with a different type of mentality. You know, this year we've been stressing, like, the Florida battle as far as, like, Miami and Florida throughout this fall camp. Those are must-win games or whatnot. So we just got to come out with a mentality to play.
In a lot of these games, Jordan hasn't kept the ball much, and he's let you guys do all the running. What does this do for you guys when he breaks off a few like he did today?
I mean, we see it all spring. We see it all game. And, like, you know, when he does his stuff as far as, like, running on the – with his Tommy Jerry's, it's just effective for us. Like, it builds our character as far as, like, you know, makes us want to do better and whatnot. It's, like, fuels us, fuels the offense, fuels everybody. So it just adds more fuel to the fire.
Yeah, in week zero, when Trey Benson was up there, he talked about the anxiety that he had, you know, in that first game before the game. What growth have you seen him, especially, you know, when you were out, he carried the load a lot. What kind of growth have you seen him from this year?
I see him trusting his ability. You know, the first few games, you know, he was a little shaken up in anxiety because, you know, he wasn't trusting himself. And then throughout this, you know, the time that I've been out and you've taken the load, it gave him, like, a little sense of, like, who he is and whatnot. So doing this, it allowed him to get his confidence up and, you know, breaking records and whatnot and rushing for 100-plus yards, you know, within, like, five games or whatnot. So, you know, got his confidence back for sure.
There you go.
Good. Thank y'all.